we're at the Museum of the History of Science in Oxford. We're in their steampunk exhibit, surrounded by magnificent contraptions, helmets, goggles, glasses, things that look like wonderful aqualungs in leather, firemen's helmets, lights. It's all brass, it's all copper. It has that Victorian aesthetic.
Bit of leather here and there.
Yeah. I'm here with one of the members of staff at the museum. Could you introduce yourself?
I'm Jim Bennett. I'm the director of the Museum of the History of Science in the University of Oxford.
Why did you decide to have an exhibit like this?
Well, the opportunity came along. Lots of opportunities come along when you have a museum. People offer you shows, and usually you think, well, I can't really take this on. There are too many. Life is too short. You know, the program is too restricted. But this one just sort of struck a chord. The idea was that there was a movement today which uses Victorian aesthetic values, the values of Victorian technology and science, and the idea is to theme your life around these values. So you have watches that are a kind of version of Victorian technology, and yet it's brought up to date. So it imagines a future which derives from the Victorian era, but has never been realized. And they're realizing this future today. So it's not nostalgia, it's a kind of development of what might have been in the past, as I now come to understand it. So since we have the original material, we thought, well, this imagined future can be displayed in the museum.
Well, there's the thing, isn't it? You have the original material, you have the imagined future against the real past.
That's right.
Is that an interesting thing for you as curators to be able to juxtapose?
It is for a special exhibition. Clearly this is something that comes along. We run it for 5 months and lots of people come in and think about it, and it raises those kinds of issues. We have lots of programmed events that run alongside the exhibition. So it isn't something that we do permanently, of course, but the special exhibition is the perfect vehicle for that kind of discussion. Okay, can the Victorian value system in design terms, not in other terms, it's not about economics or politics or something like that, it's an aesthetic notion, can that contribute something to our present, which it failed to contribute because of the way history worked itself out?
So here in the exhibit you can see elements of Babbage's difference engine, you can see Brunel's sextant, you can see some of the pieces of science that inspired this art, because it is art.
That's right, and the nice thing is that we see these as historical artifacts, but the steampunkers see them as aesthetic inspirations for what they're making today.